Kindles, Nooks and Kobos are the big three e-readers. We like Kobos interviewing authors, but sometimes the person behind the pen, or keypad, helps decide if the book is worth a read. Do tell us what you think about any of these authors or their books.
Thanks to all of you for coming. Roddy, very nice to meet you.
And you.
It's called Two Pints. The whole book features two unnamed guys, as you say, sitting in the pub over a pint, kind of putting the world to rights. So I wanted to start by asking you just to give us a little synopsis to let everyone here know what it's about.
About a year and a half ago, I opened a Facebook account.
I love that that gets a laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, it always does. Well, I'm finished a novel that involves a character who needed a Facebook account. And I was asking my children how it worked. And I could tell by their facial expressions that really they wanted to tell me to fuck off and mind my own business. And I began to enjoy the whole Facebook thing. I traveled a lot at that time. And I used to spend, you know, the occasional time in a hotel room. I enjoyed it more looking at Facebook rather than looking at, you know, skimming through TV, which is just ad after ad after ad after ad. It's so tedious. So at some point I decided, well, what'll I do? You know, because I was, you know, putting up the occasional song or things like that. But I said, what'll I do? So the Queen of England, a personal friend of mine, who's also the Queen of Canada, I think, isn't she?
She is. Yeah.
She was in Dublin, and it was a huge thing, huge, huge. And she had just left when Barack Obama arrived to claim his Irish roots. And it was a great day. He stayed less than 24 hours, but it was as if, I don't know, the recession was over. And it was hilarious, really, you know, it was great. And myself and my wife and one of our kids went in to see him, and we couldn't get near him. It was rock and roll. So at some point I decided I just write a dialogue between two middle-aged working-class men in a bar about the whole thing. No descriptions, no names, they just have a very brief chat about the whole thing, and I put it up on Facebook. And the response was terrific. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people kind of, the liking thing is just absurd anyway, you know. I like donuts, you know, so the like thing is absurd, but the sharing thing, and then the comments were enjoyable in a way. So I did another one a week later. It became bigger and bigger. And then last May, I was in Sydney, and a poetry publisher said, I'd love to publish your Facebook things as a poetry book, almost as a poetry book. And I was a bit taken aback, very surprised, and I said, oh, thanks very much. And then an Irish publisher wanted to do the same thing. And I said, well, I'll have to tell my own publisher, because I've been with the same publisher, a man called Dan Franklin, since my first book, The Commitments. And I sent it to him in June, and he loved it. And he said, oh, yeah, we'd love to publish that.
The book covers 15 months of news. It starts in May 2011, it goes up to September 2012. You said in an interview once that a lot of the planning is in the rejection of things.
Yeah.
So with 15 months of news stories to choose from to put into Two Pints, how did you decide which news stories to put in and which ones to reject?
I decided to put them all in. You know, publishing is a very slow process, and I didn't know there was going to be a book in May, and now there is a book. I mean, it's an e-book here, which is quite exciting and new, and it's a real book. May you say that?
A P-book, I think.
P-book, isn't it? P-book. Yeah, it's both a hardback P-book and a softback P-book in a PB in Dublin, and throughout the Republic of I, and in the UK as well, you know, so it's all, and it's being translated into Italian. I actually wrote a couple at the very end because I wanted to include, for example, I don't know if you, Katie Taylor, the boxer who won a gold medal in Ireland and would appear the first Irish person to win a gold medal without taking drugs since 1982. And I finished it up then with another Irish competitor winning winning a gold in the Paralympics. And the medal was awarded to him by
Not
his mother.
Not by Kylie Minogue.
No, by his mother. And it was all a big set, it was big news and people were weepy, and I thought, she's just the crummiest, you know, like, you know, I don't know. If I was 30-something and I was going to be presented with a medal in the Olympics and my mother appeared with the medal, I'd go, Jesus Christ. And I, you know, I love my mother, I love her, you know, she's wonderful, but the idea of seeing her coming at me with a gold medal.
on the subject of the two pints, so if you could talk a bit about the function of sitting in a pub and two guys having a pint as being the kind of perfect environment or stage in which to have these kinds of discussions about current affairs.
I saw these two lads, the two pints guys, as fellas who don't actually know each other particularly well, but they belly up to the bar and sit at the same stools. Not every night. They don't get twisted either. That's not the point. They just get out of the house and have a pint. And there's a fellow feeling. They're both middle-aged men, and they can say what they want. It's a closed set. They couldn't give a toss who hears. Mm-hmm. They're not particularly loud, but they say what they want to say. And political correctness doesn't get a look in. It's a nice arrangement. Conversation is the thing, really. The hum of conversation is what makes the pub unique. The alcohol, it helps, but it's more the conversation. These two men, I think, I feel that they kind of escape just for a while. And it's like it's kind of an adult version of going out to play. They are personally touched by some things, and then they find they don't understand other things, and they pretend at times to be a bit thick, but they're quite sharp. It's whatever tickles, you know that cliche, tickles their fancy. It's whatever tickles their fancy. One of them brings up the topic, and they confuse things at times, but it's quite deliberate.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.